It is your KORA News Radio Sports this morning. I'm Travis Krenz. We have a doubleheader of action tonight. Mitchell Colonel Basketball at the Huron Arena. Girls game at 6, followed by the boys at 7:30. We'll have the pregame show starting tonight at 5:45 on KORN. On the girls' side, girls are 1-5. They're 0-4 in the ESD. They lost their opener about a month ago to Huron. Again, and Mitchell had a heck of a game on Friday night, losing in overtime to Yankton 56-53. Here's Mitchell girls head coach Cole Knipling.
Yeah, we got to string some wins together. You know, we're in all these games, which is fun, but it's time to get a couple wins. We got to, because, you know, I get to that second half of the season, we got some pretty tough games, so we get these games that I think that we're even or better, we got to finish it.
And on the boys' side, Mitchell boys coming off their best performance and best win of the season on Friday night. Really a very impressive performance versus Yankton on Friday night. Here's head coach Riker Kreitzfeldt.
We had a long talk Wednesday watching a lot of film after Harrisburg, and we just kind of communicated to them, you know, this has got to change. We got to get better. And we made some small changes in our scheme, but these guys just took it upon themselves to make a difference defensively. And we talk about Dylan Solick, a guy who was frustrated with his defensive performance on Tuesday night, and he stepped up in a big way tonight, holding rugby to 8 points, our stats say. And just our goal was to keep him out of the paint, and Dylan did a great job of that. So I'm really proud of his effort.
Mitchell boys now up to that number 6 seed in seed points in AA boys, while the Mitchell girls will kick us off tonight, 6 o'clock, with that doubleheader at Huron. Also last night, national championship took place in Indianapolis, and Georgia finally beats Alabama 33-18 for the college football playoff national title. Georgia wins their first national title in 41 years. It was quarterback Stetson Bennett had a big 40-yard touchdown to give Georgia a 19-18 lead with just about 8 minutes to go. And then Georgia had another 15-yard touchdown pass on a screen that put Georgia up by 8 with 3.5 minutes left. Then Georgia got an interception return for a touchdown, 79-yard touchdown, and that sealed the game there with about 1.5 minutes to go. Georgia, first time in 41 years, they're national champs in college football. Here's their head coach, Kirby Smart.
There's a lot of satisfaction doing that for them, but ultimately it's those guys in the room, the blood, sweat, and tears, and, you know, 200-and-something workouts and 160-something practices. I appreciate them so much. Now, our support has been tremendous. When we go on the road, our fans have been absolutely incredible. I think about Lauren Smith, who's sitting there. I think about hugging Vince Dooley's neck after the game, and I'm in tears and he's in tears. I got off the elevator the other night, and I thought it was a sign. When the elevator opened on the 15th floor, Vince Dooley was sitting on a bench, locked out of his room, and I thought, God put him there for me to see him the night before this game, and he was waiting on his key to come up to his room, and I just knew that meant something. And it was a special, special win, but it wouldn't have happened without these two guys sitting next to me and those men in that locker room. Just incredible, incredible connection and toughness. That was a tough game.
Georgia head football coach Kirby Smart talking there about Vince Dooley. He was a longtime head coach for Georgia from the mid-60s to the late 80s. He was the last coach to win a national championship at Georgia back in 1980. So that wraps up the college football season. Georgia Bulldogs, your national champs. With a look at your sports this morning, I'm Travis Krenz.